the BDO radio, you know what I'm saying? Yo, man. Hang on, man. If you're wondering what I'm doing, y'all, I'm drinking my own vomit and vomiting it back out, yo. Now, if this offends you or you're grossed out by this shit, well, get the fuck out of here, yo.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to BDO Radio, and this is show number 27, y'all. Performed live, y'all. This is the second time we do this. Show number 25 was my last. This is June 15, year 2009. Those of you who are going live, what, huh? What the fuck is this live? Throwing themselves in the chat room. If it's not June 15 at 10 p.m. exactly right now, we're not on live. This show is being performed live, so if it is June 15, 10 p.m. EDT right now, where you are, yes, we're on live, yay! But at the same time, this is show number 27. These shows I'm used to produce recorded only, off the air, and then I edit them and put them together for broadcast. But since show number 25, I've been experimenting with doing these live like I'm doing right now. So all the talk segments, including the news and the weather, are live. And obviously the variety segment and all the skits are recorded, but they're aired live. So there's a whole bunch of people listening to me right now to all this stuff for the first time at BDO Radio. And I don't have to wait till I broadcast it. I'm doing it all live. This is personally what I like about doing this, is that people get the premieres as I'm putting them together. It's a pretty good feeling. Because I will find myself sometimes editing my recorded show and be like, oh, I wish someone could hear this right now, you know? Anyways, but now I can because I'm on that air live, you know what I'm saying? Now, oh boy, I kicked my mic stand accidentally right there. I want to make a note about show number 26. A few corrections, okay? Because I went off pretty bad on the topic of the space shuttle and the news stories that were coming out about the space shuttle getting hit by space debris. Now, I was wrong about one thing and right about another. The crossing orbits, that I was right about. There could be a piece of space debris T-boating you in space because it's going on a different course than you are and just hits you diagonally. Then you're screwed because you're not moving along with the object. But hey, guess what? During a Q&A sent to the shuttle, from ground to the shuttle, the question about space debris was asked, and the question went, the guy actually was just about in the same position I was, and he was asking to the astronauts, what about space debris? Isn't it moving along with you because you're already going 17,000 miles an hour around the Earth? And the guy answered, no, here's the problem. Some of this debris is orbiting the Earth at 20,000 miles an hour, while some is orbiting the Earth at 16,000 miles an hour. Now, if you're coming up on an object that's going 16,000 miles an hour and 20,000 miles an hour, excuse me. If you're going 17,000 miles an hour, coming up to an object going 16,000 miles an hour, you're going up to it at 1,000 miles an hour. It looks like you're freaking rushing towards this thing. You probably don't have time to see it. Well, it's the same thing with debris coming up behind you at 20,000 miles an hour while you're going 17,000 miles an hour. You can get split in half by that shit, yeah. But I still think that releasing news stories about the dangers of that are just stupid. Because then, like I said in the other show, I was right about this. The Hubble Space Telescope would have been torn to shreds because it's in the same fucking orbit, you nimrods. Anyways. So, yeah, I just wanted to come back on the little mistake I did last time. Yes, it's true. The object can be on the same orbit as you and chop you in half. Oh, yeah. That's the shiznit, you know? I want to see some people getting chopped in half. Oh, yeah. Now, what's going on at BDO Radio? There has been one live show in the last, like, month, and that's it. Or did I? I'm not even sure about when I released show number 26, which I... fuck, I took it off the playlist now. There's no way to tell. Oh, or actually, there is a way to tell. May 15. So that's the last podcast. And then I think May 17 we did a live show, me and Nick. Since then, nothing. What the fuck, man? What the fuck? Well, you know, summer starts. I'm going out with my telescope a lot. I went to Nick's dad's place twice, actually, so far. And we did actually an imaging session there. I'm going to be talking about that in the fourth segment about the BDO space program. Oh, yeah. Got a few jokes about that today. And that's it. You know, it's been a good spring so far that feels like a half summer. So it's sort of getting me stoked to, I don't know, head outside a little more and do some gardening. I got tomato plants on my balcony there. I'm going to be just covered in tomatoes at the end of fall. You have no idea. I'm producing probably a bit too many tomatoes. Anyways, what the hell? It's fun. That's what I want to do. I wish I could actually enter a contest right now because I think these things are going to be monsters in August. Anyways, but that's it. I'm doing a whole bunch of shit. Now, finally, you know what? I've produced already Samson Haley Chronicles episodes 4, 5, and 6. I've been waiting to release 5 and 6 for a while now, and you know, I gotta include them in a podcast, so I was like, tonight I was like, fuck this, man, you're putting the skits together, you're getting a podcast ready, and not just that, you're gonna do it live, for all them people who've been waiting for so long. So here I am, as promised to myself, that I was going to be live tonight doing show number 27. And now, what's included in tonight's show? Well, all the skits are brand new, two of them were recorded with Nick Montoya. And in addition to this, there's a brand new episode, like I said, of the Samson Haley Chronicles. This is episode number 5. And last time, the Samson Haley Chronicles was actually a Cops special. So basically, the series, the television series Cops, went into the Silvershine Zone and did a Silvershine Zone special. And that's what basically made up episode number 4. Now, there's another big special in episode number 5. I'm not going to talk about it because I don't want to jinx it. I don't want you guys to already know. I don't want to spoil the motherfucker. Jinx. Why did I say jinx? I'm not jinxing. I'm spoiling. I'm not spoiling, okay? I'm not going to spoil this shit. So you're going to enjoy it. That's the shit. That's the way it's the shit. You know what I'm saying? Anyways. So, episode number 5 of the Samson Haley Chronicles will be airing today. Another big special. And on top of that, there's a new production model that I have worked on for the Samson Haley Chronicles because I'm starting to take the series a bit more seriously now that Drug Ring 2167 is over and done with. I'm taking Samson Haley Chronicles more seriously. So am I taking Judge Bob far more seriously. So we're producing a lot of those. And as you can see, I'm a little bit ahead of myself with Samson Haley Chronicles. But that's mostly in part due to the fact that I found a new model that just makes it so easy to bloat these episodes full of funny fucking material. I mean, it's not like we're filling them. We're actually making them way more funny than before. And this actually involves, this is not the whole technique, the whole model, but part of the model was to include Nick Montoya in the production of Samson Haley Chronicles. It adds diversity, it makes just a better sound that way, and with Nick Montoya, we came up with a model to actually produce scenes and build excellent episodes. I mean, this episode number 5 is basically a premiere of this model we came up with, and episode number 6 is going to be a showcase of this model, because now we execute it to perfection, and when you hear it, you're going to be like, holy mother shit. But episode number 5 is already really good. It's a huge step forward for that series, and I think you're going to love it. Anyways, so that's for the series talk here. Blah, 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 series talk, ta-da-ta-da-ta. Yeah. No, because I had to put you up to date in show number 26. I keep saying in the first segment that I'm going to talk about the Samson Haley Chronicles in the last segment and go over what people heard. And then you listen to segment number 4 and there's absolutely not a single fucking word about the episode you guys just heard. So I don't know if I was way too high when I made that show or something. Just bear with me sometimes, okay? I'm not all there. I'm in good part there, but I'm not quite all there with you. Sometimes I'm just there with you in spirit. Anyways, no, you gotta understand that, especially when I make Haley Chronicles episodes, or anything that has to do with, like, massive back and forth dialogue with myself. It takes a lot of time, and I usually finish the job real late and mix the actual podcast really, really, really late. And by then, I can barely see. I'm squinting to make my way through my monitor. So that shit can happen sometimes, you know? But I love the shit. I mean, I love producing this stuff. That's why I do it. I release it. People seem to enjoy it when it comes out. And if they don't hear it right away, they download it from the site. Oh, yeah! The site! I was going to forget this, actually. People, I want you to type in your web browsers, bdoradio.com. I'm telling you why in a second. Now, as the page loads, you want to click Radio Show on the top menu. And once you're on that page, notice that the podcast RSS feeds on that page are far more numerous than they used to be. You have the feed subscription URL for BDO Radio Podcasts, which has always been there. That is the feed subscription URL to use to actually download all our podcasts like these, like the one you're listening to right now. Then there's a feed subscription URL for the Samson Haley Chronicles series. This one's brand new. And it was basically put there for people to for people who want to follow that series to only follow that series. So we release the individual episodes onto that feed. Is there an advantage between downloading them from that feed or listening to the Samson Haley Chronicles within our podcasts? No, there is not. The audio is the same. However, here's the interesting one. Feed subscription URL for the Judge Bob series. This one's also brand new. And this obviously goes over all the Judge Bob episodes we've released so far. Is there an advantage to subscribe to this feed? Yes, there is. A huge advantage. All Judge Bob series episodes are produced in stereo. They're mastered in stereo. The sound effects are all included in stereo. Therefore, if you want the full experience when you listen to Judge Bob, subscribe to that feed. Because otherwise, when you listen to podcasts, podcasts are mastered in mono. They're released in mono. We save a lot of bandwidth with that. It's there's so many issues that lead us to do this. But Judge Bob is short enough to be released in stereo. Therefore, what we do when we release the episode within a podcast, it's in mono, because the whole thing's in freaking mono. But when we release it on the feed subscription URL for the Judge Bob series, it's in stereo. So you want, if you really like Judge Bob, subscribe to that freaking feed. And then you got the live show reruns, which I have to update anytime soon now. Anytime, bud. Anytime. And then, for the Drug Ring 2167 lovers, you have Drug Ring 2167 over there as a feed that you can subscribe to. And I think it has the two first Samson Haley Chronicles episodes. They have no business there. Get the Samson Haley Chronicles series feed for that. Anyways, so that's for our new RSS feeds. I wanted to get that out before my talk segment is like a billion minutes long, which it isn't. Good, 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 Budweiser, good. You didn't make it too long now, did you? Yeah, dumbass. Anyway, anyways, okay, so now, did I exit the chat? No, I did not exit. Why did Wired Guy enter the chat room and spawn fucking taneously leave? He entered and left like a U-turn machine. Yeah, I guess he clicked the wrong window or something, or went, oh, there's so many people in here, I'm out of here. Oh, there he is. Hello, Wired Guy. You know, because we're packing a chat room while I'm producing show number 27. This is something I'm not used to. I'm in the middle of a talk segment of a podcast and I'm chatting. So cool. Guess what, bitches? And Wired Guy insults everybody in the chat room. That's his thing when he joins it. Okay, look, while Wired Guy insults everyone in the chat room, I am going to actually move on with this podcast. Move on, move on, move on. And we're actually going to be... Holy shit, where the fuck did I put that motherfucking file? I make myself a fucking file so that I know what I'm going to have to do during this show, and I lose the mother... Where the fuck is the fucking file? Holy son of a bitch of crap. Aw, so sad. So sad. There we go. All right. So, people, I'm going to move on with tonight's podcast. And you will now be listening to the first skit of the show and then the news. See you in the last segment of show number 27.
VideoRadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man. You are watching BDO Space Television. This is BDO Mission Control in Montreal, reporting again on today's second spacewalk. Now we see an image of astronaut Peter B. Hangin, who's actually presently trying to see what happens if you take a heavy object and strike it against the International Space Station's hull as hard as possible. This is a fourth repetitive strike with a baseball bat. Looks like Peter just went right through the window, and something's happening here. The International Space Station is decompressing, and on the report here, all life signs are going down except Peter's, who's in a pressurized spacesuit. So it looks like we have just lost all the crew of the International Space Station except Peter B. Hangin. A word to Peter. Good job, Peter. Your experiment gave us information we really needed to know.
We have a breaking report here. We have to,
This is just prospectus.
Crencuntulus. Because we have to crencuntulously interrupt this afternoon's atrotulous broadcast to...
crusty, cliny...
Interclining story.
It's light balding.
It vortex relates all previous historification.
It toastifies the brainiac things.
It's absolutely widgetifying to crontastulate such an event. I mean, what kind of impact creation do we have here?
It's a magma mictification.
By the way, we don't have cue cards for this breaking report because we are live, so we're trying to bring the most crintilous thoughts.
The prospectation of the whole. Mapification of all this.
Don't forget the brontatulation of all this. I mean, this is we interrupted the
gutterification of all this herpization population is incredible. There's a masturbation of people right there.
I'm seeing it. It's actutatulous. I mean, absolutely actutatulous.
It's primadicated.
All right, I'm getting word that we're going to have to go back to a regular broadcast. We'll keep you up to date on this crontatulous situation.
It is just loathing fuckless.
Uncrontatulous.
And now, the news with Bong Lit Up and Alexander Hash.
Yo, what the fuck is up? And welcome to the BDO News. You know what I'm saying? I'm your fucking host, Alexander Hash, you know? Blast this fucking volume here a little bit for the news, you know, because this is fucking live. There's a little fucking tuning to do, you know what I'm saying? You know, this is fucking cool. Now, the news today is a little fucked up, you know? This is fucked up shit, man. There's this fucking idiot in jail. He's trying to fucking mug somebody. You've been looking at him from a corner, trying to spy on him, you know? Big guy, you know? He's supposed to be like the tough fucking motherfucker of the fucking jail, you know? But this fucking freak, man, he goes up to this guy. He wants to stab him to steal his freaking weed. But he fucking missed and stabbed himself in the dick. Now, what I don't freaking get is, you know, that one stab wound would have been fine, you know? This is freaking shit, you know what I'm saying? But the guy was so freaking mad, he kept repeatedly swinging his blade and re-hitting his fucking dick. What the fuck's wrong with it? Don't you feel like it's you doing this to yourself? Do you think the other guy is, like, invisibly fucking stabbing you, you fucking moron? Man, I'm giving this news to you because I fucking saw this off a freaking video, man. It's not like I decided, oh, I go look this up and read a nice fucking text about it. No, I had to get the fucking graphic because I'm trying to think about some fucking news stories. So I'm looking at some prison feeds around the country, you know. I fucking see this stupid fucking asshole stabbing himself in the dick, you know. So we're going right there, you know, right now, right motherfucking now to interview this guy, you know, so I think we have him on the line right now. Let's go see how he sounds like. Okay, you know, I think he sounds really fucking bad, so we're gonna leave him, you know, to his pain and his fucking... crazy shit, you know, what the shit, man, this is, I'm shaking a little here, man, you know, I don't fucking get it, so I'm going to have
The Bong Hit.
Yo, cause face it, man, I need to fucking relax here. This is... it's traumatizing, man. The guy keeps stabbing himself in the dick with this crazy fee. He looks like he's the little girl in fucking Exorcist or something, you know? Fucking herself with the cross, you know? Shit, man. Fuck, man. So this is... yo, this is Alexander Hash. Yo, man, what the fuck is wrong with me tonight, you know? Man, this fucking video I just saw was too fucking traumatizing. This is Bong Lit Up. And next up is fucking Alexander Hash. I'm not fucking Alexander Hash. Who the fuck do I think I am? You know? And next up is the fucking weather with Alexander Hash. You know, this is June 15, year 2009 for the fucking BDO News. I'm your fucking host, Bong Lit Up, you know? And I'm done here.
And now, the weather with Alexander Hash.
Yeah, that was like rah. It's like the weirdest fucking rah. Why is like Alexander Hash just did this weirdest fucking news report? Wow. But rah. I was going to do the weather today, and I figured, you know, I'll be like, well, not doing the weather, cause I want to speak about something cool, you know. I'm like a guest star on the segment that follows this weather. You're gonna get like a skit, and then you're gonna hear a new episode of the Samson Haley Chronicles. I'm a freaking guest star in it, man. Yeah, man. You're gonna hear me, and I hope you like me. I had a perfect role, you know? Yeah, it's like Budweiser says, say these three lines and smoke bong hits. And he gives me free weed. Yeah. Now, I'm too stoked, you know, to do my regular job, you know, knowing that I'm like a star in a series and shit, you know? So, I'm like too stoked for this shit, the weather, so... fuck the radar. I'm going to do it the good old-fashioned way, you know? So how to predict the weather from your own computer, you know? Make sure that the whole screen, you put up something white on the monitor. You know, like notepad. Just open an empty notepad. Make sure the background of your notepad is white. If it's not, conform, you bastard. And put it white, okay? And put it full screen so you got a white monitor. Check this out. And then you... oh, yeah, right. I think I got to jump on the trademark here. I'm going to... then you will have...
The Bong Hit!
All right, as you have that bong hit, I want you to look at your monitor. Well, and now, if you look at your monitor, you have a weather map, and it's like in fast motion, so there's going to be clouds here, there, and well, it's going to disperse. Well, it's going to be nice, because now there's no more weather map, which means there's no pressure, which means it's sunny outside, or is it? I failed meteorology, like, many times, so I couldn't say. So, that's the weather for BDO Radio on June 15, year 2009. I'm your weatherman, Alexander Hash, signing off, and now a skit, and I have the honor of introducing this, the Samson Haley Chronicles, playing right after, and I'm a guest star on it. Yeah. Wah. All right, next time.
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
You are watching BDO Space Television. BDO Mission Control from Montreal reporting on today's third spacewalk, second experiment of the day. Shown here on the monitor, astronaut Bell E. Flop, who's been sitting there dwelling in space along the station for roughly 11 hours now, waiting to see if he can be hit by any large space debris, and also waiting to see what happens if he does. The radar is picking up a piece of debris coming his way finally, so the unlikeliness of him hitting debris is coming to fruition right now. And the debris has seemingly passed by. We're receiving the image. And Bell's torso is flying towards the camera. Bit of intestines there have splattered on the camera. It's a little hard to see his legs, which have been individually torn apart, flying in separate directions. We've lost visual on the second leg. Looks like Bell E. Flop is dead.
So, this game is 0-0. There's only a little time left. There were no penalties, and incredibly, in this stupidly boring hockey game, there's not one shot on goal.
Bob.
And the NHL is really going down the toilet with this
Bob.
What?
The game hasn't started yet.
What do you mean? There's music going and action on the screen.
Yeah,
I see. What?
See, the countdown there is before the game starts.
But look, there's lights and guys on the ice right
yeah,
there.
No, it's the pregame ceremony.
But look, there's flags on the ice and everything. And
kids with flags, yeah, it's a pregame ceremony.
Aren't those the Detroit Red Wings?
Yes.
The kids with the flags, I mean.
It hasn't started yet, Bob. See?
And the squid! There's a squid on the ice! Oh my god, during the NHL game at the absolute end of the...
Bob!
What?
Bob!
What?
Game hasn't started yet.
And you're telling me this
game hasn't started yet!
This is opening ceremony.
Yes.
Shit. Am I fired?
Yes.
Okay, I'll just leave.
Omakata, Sobakatawa Shikata Yamato, Kasatawa.
Haley, is shuttle approaching? Okay, man, look, just like this time, let's like not shoot at them, like not destroy the shuttle, and ask who they are, and also, man, ask if they can sell us crack, man.
Shiko Sataya, Mukamoto, Androsoko Shotoya, Masakatoyo. He asked if we destroy shuttle now. I say no. He disagree.
Man, don't shoot, man. Do not shoot.
Don't worry. He disagree. He not disobey.
So, man, do we like open comm or something, man? Sorry, I'm not focused. I like need a rock right about now.
Yes, approaching shuttle. This is Huka Sakatawa from Starship Horizon. Who are you and...
And man, do you have crack, man?
This is Starliner Taxi 0749-88-E, headed for a specific ship in the Silvershine Zone. And, no, we're not carrying anything.
Specific ship, man? Does it have crack? Do they have crack?
Well, probably. I'm headed for the flagship of the big drug ring run by Dwayne DeVal.
You're a taxi man?
Yeah.
Who are you taking there, man? Can we follow you?
Well, my client's some old, loud A-Rap guy.
You ignorant, stupid American! You do not call me
I'm really surprised a guy like him going in this part of the galaxy. And, sure, you can follow us if you want. You're looking for something?
Crack, man! I'm looking for crack!
Haven't you tried anywhere yet? The zone is full of dealers. You're like in the galaxy's crackpital, so to say.
Yeah, I did, but man, that didn't work out so well, man.
What do you mean?
Well, man, at the last spaceport I stopped, there was this guy. Sir, man? Excuse me, man.
Yeah, you talking to me?
Yeah, man. I couldn't help but notice, man, that you're like, you know, you're like, you probably sell some stuff, you know, man?
What do you need? What do you need? How much do you need? What do you need?
Man,
I can get anything. What do you want?
You got like some crack, man?
Yeah, crack, smack, ice, name it, I got it.
Just some crack, man.
Yeah, no problem.
I got
some crack
right about now. How much you got?
What?
I got like, I don't know, man. $300 here.
$300.
In my pockets. I can get some more, man.
Okay, look. There's a lot of heat around here, so what we're gonna do is, you're gonna give me the money. Okay. Yeah, there's $300 there. All right. You're gonna walk across the dock. Go on the other side. Walk right across. You see that garbage can right over there?
Yeah.
Well, your crack's in there. In the brown paper bag in there.
All right, man.
Just go in there and grab it. I'll be right here. Signal me when you find it.
All right, man. All right. Yeah, man. I'm gonna find some crack. Okay, man. Hey, man. There's no crack here, man. Come on, man. Where are you going? Fuck, man. Shit. And, man, that's why I'm still looking for crack, man.
Sorry to hear that.
Man, since you, like, know his name, we'll follow you. Maybe we won't get, like, screwed with you around.
I doubt you'll get screwed with those guys at all. They're huge. Anyway, follow my lead. We'll be there real soon.
The drug ring starship engineer. The alcoholic. He's drunk at least half the time, and with the importance of his role in my ship, one of his mistakes is going to get us all killed.
Allah knows I want you. I defend my temple to greatest for him and throw the tissue at the infidel.
Abdullah has agreed to be in a documentary about addiction. He does not know he is about to face an intervention. Trillions of people in the Silvershine Zone struggle with addiction. Most never stop, even with help. This is Abdullah's story.
My name is Abdullah, A-B-D-U-L-L-A-H. I am 31-year-old and I am engineer on Starship NSS 319. I work long shift, protect space temple from mechanic break problem. I make ship go fast and I upgrade a lot of part in the ship. Our ship in zone of very much infidel. So I feel presence here important to destroy the infidel. I am Muslim and pray 12 times every 2 hours. I possible to pray less, but I pray more to bring victory to Allah. My religion say it's sin to drink the liquid called alcohol. But I very much sin. I drink lots of alcohol. Is happy liquid for me in space for a long time now. 7 months, 8 months.
I'm the captain of the NSS 319, Dwayne Duval. I run very touchy business in this zone of the galaxy, and it's rather difficult to actually select shipmates in just about any position on the ship. I'm the one who selected Abdullah. I liked his intensity, and he works smart with pretty much any engine he can put his hands on. Plus, his being Muslim seemed to me it would turn him away from all the dope getting brandished in your face every passing day over here. But I made a mistake. See, this place offended him a lot at first, and it got worse the day we first took him into a bar. This is when this problem all started, too. The whole crew went into the Sideliner, a bar we'd like to hang out at when we've completed a big deal.
This place they show me one night after mission complete, everybody drink alcohol, is so much infidel I almost vomit by seeing. So I get good idea, I destroy the mass infidel. I get idea to pretend I drink alcohol. I infiltrate infidel and I destroy all. Destroy them when they think I become friend.
Oh, hi, I'm Eddie. I'm the NSS 319's helmsman, and I got to see firsthand how quick alcohol grabbed a hold of Abdullah, you know? He thought he was going to infiltrate the people drinking at the bar that night, but man, that guy didn't realize when he tried to pretend he could drink that, well, he just really couldn't drink at all, man. Never having had a drink in his life, he had, like, you know, no tolerance whatsoever. And to make matters go further down the toilet, he freaking liked it. He liked it way too much.
Abdullah!
No, leave me. I know Dudula. I'm somewhere else.
Abdullah, we're leaving, and you have to come with us, man. We can't leave you on this bar table in a puddle of your own vomit. Plus, I think the barkeep wants to clean up the mess.
No, I know vomit is someone else.
Dude, Abdullah, me and Eddie are gonna grab you and carry you back in, okay?
Yeah, you better. I'm closing up here. Get that half-dead, vomit-covered body out of here.
Yeah, Captain, you grab his shoulders, I'll grab his feet.
Right. Eddie, thanks. You ready, Abdullah?
Abdullah is not me.
No, man.
Leave
We're taking
me,
you back.
No.
Come on.
No.
The guy became a big-time alcoholic as of that very night.
We play dangerous battleship game in space. I, Sven, battleship weapon operator. And one time, Abdullah vomit on battleship weapon console. He almost sink on battleship.
What do you... You infidel, you.
Battleship.
You battle me, you infidel.
No, I operate battleship weapons so we stay not sink.
You say you sink me.
Abdullah, I protect battleship console. Go away.
No. You say you battle me and I stink me. I show you stink.
Abdullah, no. You vomit battleship weapon console.
Ha ha! I show stink to you, infidel. Now, where is bottle of... Oh, no. It's empty. Sven, you get me bottle of special vodka water, please.
Mother you, battleship sinker.
Infidel!
Hi there. Let me introduce myself. I'm Commissioner Randy Kyle. And on behalf of our crew, I'm here to tell you how bad it is to work with this a**er here. He is always drunk, never can handle his booze. He drinks a little bit or he drinks too much, it's the same goddamn thing. He can have one shot or a whole f***ing bottle. He's as annoying as he is sober. Hey, Abdul. Boss man been saying you work a lot. Take a break.
My name is Abdullah.
Abdul. See, all same.
Is very important to... And I do not need break. I fine. I work is very good. Very good, I work.
Yeah, you do, Abdul.
I take...
Abdul, how about you take a break with that fire water you got in your hands boy?
My bottle is empty. You want to get me more...
Abdul,
water
take a break.
Special.
Abdul, take a break.
What break? I do not take break. I drink and repent.
Yeah, go drink somewhere else, Abdul.
No,
get out of here.
What you call me now?
You drunken sand. Get out of here.
No, I'm not. Get out of here. I bomb your temple.
You don't bomb no one's temple, you dumb ape.
Bitch.
Don't make me do like my ancestors used to do to real and hang you. Let me put you outside right now, you little doom sand.
No. Let me go. Oh,
you drunken idiot. Get out of here.
No.
Go to bed.
Look at you,
drunken idiot. Get out of here. As it goes, we don't want a f***ing drunk. That sand nigger gonna blow up this f***ing ship, I tell you.
What Abdullah didn't know, in addition to the upcoming intervention, was that his dad had heard news of his son's problems on the ship. And, well, Abdullah's dad called me up and decided to head his way here, knowing that we were going to go through with all this.
Yo, Captain, we've got an incoming transmission.
Patch it through. This is Dwayne Duval of the NSS 319. How may we help?
This is Starliner Taxi 0749-88-E, and I've got a passenger who says he's an expected guest. Hold on a sec.
Hello, Mr. Duval.
Mr. Al-Jihada, how are you doing?
Very good.
You can go ahead and dock in Gate 4B. We'll be waiting there.
I do surprise visit just before intervention. Abdullah drinking alcohol make him infidel. He destroy his life and now he know the family rule I will summon. But I wait until the intervention to say. First, I see how son is doing. Try to spend times of quality a little bit. Son, you pray a lot while you're here on Space of Infidel?
Yes, Dad. I pray very, very much lots to Allah the Friend.
The Friend? Allah Almighty?
Almighty is, yes, Friend Almighty.
He is almighty no more.
Okay, Dad. Sorry, Dad. Dad?
What?
Can you help me please get bottle pour into this glass? I need more happy vodka water.
Son, I not do that. You know is water of infidel.
No. Allah friend. He know me good.
Son, no. You stay away from infidel water.
Dad, no. Give bottle. I kill your hand to give me bottle to me now.
Stay away, Abdullah. Or I exterminate your virgins.
No.
Look what happened when you be infidel. Ow. You hurt like infidel.
Abdullah was so far down, I really honestly thought his dad might not even let him make it to the intervention, thinking he was a lost cause and sacrificing him in the name of some god or whatever. Seriously, he wasn't doing good. Surprisingly, we made it, and it was already time to gather for the intervention.
Okay, everyone. Well, I'm interventionist Alexander Hosh, and, like, we're going to do an intervention? Well, on a Muslim drinking alcohol. Well, I didn't know those existed, man.
He is not Muslim. He is infidel.
Where?
No Muslim.
Where? Mr.
Al-Jihada.
Mr. Al-Jihada. You like, where? You'll have to turn it, like, down a dial notch or two, man.
So, Abdullah's on his way here?
Yeah, man. I told your helmsman to make Abdullah think this place is filled with vodka tanks. Here he comes. I think I hear him coming. Shh. Okay, man, Abdullah, it's in here. Where is tank of happy vod...
Dad? Captain? Everyone?
Hello, Abdullah, man. I'm Alexander. We're all here because we think you have, like, a serious problem, and you need to hear everyone out, man. You can do that while I have a few bong hits, if you don't mind, everyone.
That's no problem, Alexander. So I guess I'll start here. Dear Abdullah, it's time you stop this shit. Seriously. In the last 3 weeks, we've had 6 major malfunctions and closely avoided 24 major disasters, all because of your incredibly excessive drinking. I mean, come on, man. On top of that, you're a Muslim, and to make matters worse, your dad's here and he's really pissed off. It's time you put that bottle down, Abdullah. For the NSS 319, all the profitable deals we do, and especially for you, the man and the engineer.
You say make malfunction. I work good. I need more happy vodka water to listen to shit you say.
Yo, man, take it easy, Abdullah. You're completely wasted.
No. You give me more happy water, I show you I not waste.
Look, man, even Randy Kyle wrote a little something about you.
Dear Abdul.
Abdullah!
This letter's tell you how much we love you, little sand. We love you as much as you love booze, but we don't love you on booze. Now listen to me right now, Abdul.
Abdullah!
You have to stop drinking. Because as much as you drink, you don't drink a lot, and you drink a lot, you're still as drunk as you were when you didn't drink a lot. So quit. Right now. Stop drinking. Stop it. Stop.
No.
Stop.
No.
Stop.
No.
Stop.
No.
Stop.
You idiot! Give me happy water now!
Abdullah, man. Okay, I guess we have to go with your dad next.
Abdullah, you will listen.
Yes, father.
Abdullah, my son that I love so much, you listen to me. You know the family rule for infidel who drink alcohol. We cut one testicle for each drink infidel ingests. When I first call your captain, I say I was come here to castrate you. But he teach me what intervention is, and I say if he stop drink infidel water, I do no castration. Abdullah, you stop or I castrate.
But father, you apply rule on me?
Is family rule of castration I apply on everyone family.
Father, no!
If you keep stupid, I will get castration kit now.
No, please, look, I stop. Okay, look, I stop, I break last bottle I have here, and I stop.
Then I not get castration kit. You will no longer be an infidel.
Yeah. I was going to talk to you about an expensive treatment plan that basically we cover. You know, but your dad seems to have figured it out even better, man. Wow. So, like, we're saving the cash for the treatment and you're cured. So, I guess this is a success.
It has been 2 weeks since you infidels come kill me. And I feel good. No more an infidel. I have drink no more since my dad threatened to castrate my testicles.
I received good news of Abdullah. He not drink again. So I think it's time to do ceremonial return of castration kit into the hiding place.
This episode of The Samson Haley Chronicles, Mick Montoya was the crack dealer and Commissioner Randy Kyle.
Be
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
You are watching BDO Space Television. This is BDO Mission Control in Montreal. And we are now looking at an image of Dick Spring performing a spacewalk. Dick Spring is currently removing the lower part of his suit because he reports there is an itch down there, if you know what I mean. So there he goes removing the spacesuit pants, and now he's suffocating for air. Looks like it's real hard to breathe when there's no air around, and as you can notice, his boiling blood is starting to seep out his eye sockets, and I'm getting a report that life signs have gone to zero for Dick. So, Dick's dead.
Oh, son of a bitch, again, the telephone. God. Hello.
Why, hello, Mr. Thompson. How are you doing today?
Jeez, you can't even pronounce Thompson. I'm doing fine. What the hell do you want?
Why, we're only calling you about a very interesting offer regarding a dish satellite that we can install at your place for free today. wait a minute. What was that sound?
Nothing at all. Continue. What do you want to say?
Well, sir, our super dish satellites, miniature dish satellites, can be installed on the... Wait. What was that sound again?
What the hell, man? Can't you just let me do what I'm doing?
Okay.
Keep going, man.
Anyways, like I was saying, our dishes are miniature, and they can be installed anywhere you want if you were to what are you... Are you smoking a pipe on the phone?
Yeah, I am. What is it to you, anyway? Well,
are you smoking weed?
Why are you asking me? Just keep going with your satellite
dishes. Okay, our satellite dishes are really good. They're small, and I'm calling to sell you a dish. Is that pot you're smoking?
Oh, God. Yes, it is. What do you want from me?
Look, forget the satellite dish. If I take down your number and your address, can I come over and buy some? I've been looking for shit for like 3 weeks, and this job's really boring, and I'd like to be high.
Okay, you call my place. I'm obviously in the middle of something. You want to fucking sell me some bullshit satellite? You think I'm going to take your name down and sell you some weed, you prick? Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Video Radio Show number 27. Recorded live. That's such an oxymoron. Recorded live on June 15, year 2009. Oh, yeah. I was having evil thoughts of maybe at the end of, in the after show of show number 27, doing a sneak premiere of episode 6 of the Samson Haley Chronicles, but I'll not. I'm not going to spoil it too fast, because this is the first time that I actually have... I was, up to now, 2 episodes ahead with the Samson Haley Chronicles. I'm now 1 episode ahead, believe it or not. Next time I want to put a series on a podcast, I already have one. Ha! And... like I said earlier, if we're going to produce a Judge Bob episode for the next podcast, then episode 6 of the Samson Haley Chronicles is going to air the podcast after that. That's what I like of being 1 episode in advance. Maybe 2, eventually 3 with the Samson Haley Chronicles. That's a big part of the model, to always be ahead of ourselves. And no, for those of you who suspect us to only start doing parodies and go like, oh, that's their new model, quote-unquote, no, really not, actually. Those were just experimental, they were fun, and yes, I may do more of them, but that's not the new model. That was just for fun. Cops and Intervention, 2 series I wanted to parody and do specials in the Silvershine Zone. And I thought it was really weird that I actually went for Abdullah as the star of the Intervention special, the alcoholic Muslim. That is just funny. And the dad who just comes in and says, I castrate you if you don't fucking stop. Anyway, so yeah, a little episode of Intervention right there in the Silvershine Zone. And you might have noticed it was an interesting episode, and it didn't just contain that parody, but things are happening in this episode. The main thing that happens, as you probably noticed this, is suddenly Dwayne Duvall, Eddie, Sven, all these guys are all included in the series now. They all become characters in the series, as you've heard, they're there now. So Haley is getting closer to the crew of Dwayne Duval, and the meeting is obviously imminent, as you can notice. And episode 6 will reveal more, obviously, because it closes chapter 1, which will be really a wildly interesting episode. I mean, I keep listening to that episode since I produced it, because I think, even though Drug Ring 2167 is produced in stereo and has all these rich, crazily put effects, the weight, the impact of Samson Haley Chronicles episode 6 is just greater than any episode of Drug Ring 2167 I've made. And again, this goes on and on and on with time. I always wish I could go back and reproduce a few episodes of stuff I've done in the past, because I get better with time. Anyways, but I'm using a far more easy model. Drug Ring 2167 was recorded on two microphones, because I'm doing all the voices, and I have to do left, right, left, right, and I want to have to use special channels or some shit like that, or I have to move my mixer left and right at every fucking line of dialogue. So what I do is I use two microphones and just move my head left and right and left and right, and it really sounds like, it sounds more natural than if I were going to do this digitally, so it really gives great results. But the work involved to apply the sound effects afterwards and follow the voices and so forth and the music and all that shit is just so intense that producing one Drug Ring 2167 episode towards the end, if I was gonna go by the half hour standard, it took about 40 to 50 hours. So that's insane. That includes the writing, by the way, which was also a little bit more complex than the Samson Haley Chronicles. But now with this simple series, this simple spinoff, an episode takes me roughly 8 hours, including the writing. It's just phenomenally different. And what's crazy is episode 6 is 31 minutes in length, about the length of a Drug Ring 2167 episode. It took me roughly 10 hours to make total, with the writing and everything. So that's pretty fucking awesome, if you ask me. I mean, the production time is incredible, and now the production value is rising as well without adding that much time. So you guys are in for a good ride with that series, and I'm happy I actually reopened it and kept it alive and didn't drop it. I had the intention of maybe dropping it at some point while producing Drug Ring 2167, the second segment from 7 to 12. I was thinking of maybe discontinuing Samson Haley Chronicles. Thank God I didn't, because I got so many ideas now that are related to Drug Ring 2167, and the only place I can apply them is in Samson Haley Chronicles, because I closed the other story. Anyways, so Samson Haley Chronicles is going to be in for a long, long ride, and hope you embark on the craziness spaceship and enjoy the ride. Yeah, because this is getting big, you know what I'm saying? It's getting motherfucking big. It's fucking big shit, you know what I'm saying? Now, people, this podcast right now is being made live, and if you're catching the rerun or the podcast download version, which is obviously not live, it's a freaking downloaded podcast, and you're like, oh shit, I missed the day this was done live. Well, no more missing anything at BDO Radio. Really, there are no excuses. You will be assimilated. Here's the deal, the thing, the fun thing. My website could fucking load. I don't know what's going on here, but here we go. Okay, so I got my my BDO ad there. Oh, that's what's going on. There's a freaking stupid... Was it trying to load a banner? It fucking took off like eons ago. I think because it's feeling stupid. Oh, yeah, stupid. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to go fix that, because this is pissing me off. The goddamn website pretends like it's not loading, but it is loading, but it does... Oh, mother shit. You know? Because Grass City pissed me off. Grass City really, really pissed me off. There's something that they did. Something that they did that is incredibly stupid, which is to change the website, but not just that. All the old links that I had to that website with my affiliate ID are dead. They're freaking dead. So now, all I can do is, well, work with dead goddamn links. Anyways, what I'm trying to do right now is at least remove the goddamn banner that prevents the rest of the fucking page from loading. Because that's freaking aggravating. I mean, I have a nice affiliate program. Grass City were super cool to me for several years. And one day they decide to completely change their site, but what's doubly terrifying is they didn't even keep backlinks on the items they sell over there. So all the links I had for the BDO shopping, BDO essentials and all that shit is now gone to shits. I mean, that's not cool. I'm gonna work it up eventually and put everything back. But basically, they just went, ah, fuck it. Affiliates who did something cool are gonna have to redo everything now. Anyway, let's, you know, try to make your freaking links permalinks so we don't have to go and change everything in a couple of years. Bloody motherfucking hell. Anyways, very upset when I saw that. I was like, what do they think we are, us affiliates? Whores? No. No! Do it if it's simple. I'm not gonna fucking fold myself in 26 for 80 bucks a month. Or less, or far less. I think averagely I make like $10 a month off these guys. I have to give them credit for the fact that they gave me a bong. That was super fucking cool of them. But come on. Changing, that's like pulling the rug under my feet, man. Anyways, okay, enough ranting about this bullshit, because one day it's going to be fixed anyway. And really hope you enjoyed that airing of Samson Haley Chronicles episode 5, motherfuck. Brand new motherfucking episode, you know, producing that shit like crazy. And I'm going to tell you a bit about the technique that we came up, the model we came up with, because you're going to want to hear about this, because it's has to do with Family Guy, actually, an idea that I got from Family Guy. And before I speak of this, I will have
the bong hit.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the shiznit, you know what I'm saying? Okay, now that I've had that, delicious Jack Herer, by the way, I am now going to move on to the topic that I wanted to go on right now, which is the model for Samson Haley Chronicles that I came up with. I realized something when I found Seth MacFarlane's, their comedy shorts or something, short comedy clips thing on YouTube there, the BK comedy special things from Seth MacFarlane. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. I mean, I've seen a lot of them. Let me just, the channel on YouTube is called BK. I think it's www.youtube.com/BK. I believe that's what it is. Yes, there you go. Seth MacFarlane's cavalcade of cartoon comedy, if I'm pronouncing that right. Anyways, but you can watch these clips now. I realized something when I saw this. I understood something behind the show Family Guy. Did you notice the number of clips that don't seem like they fit inside the episode where, you know, one of the characters go, oh, remember that time Peter went to the bakery? And then they play this random Peter at the bakery clip and come back to the show? Well, now I understand how Family Guy can produce their episodes on time and get them released on time. They get ahead of themselves. How do they get ahead of themselves? They get ahead of themselves by mass producing little clips like that. Like Seth MacFarlane's cavalcade of comedy. They basically mass produce these little clips that they come up with. Kind of like we do at BDO Radio. We come up with this shit like sitting down on a chair. Me, Bafalio, Red. Oh, let's do a skit about this. Okay, record. And they're probably scripted, okay? In Family Guy, they're probably scripted the clips, but it's essentially the same philosophy. They sit down together and go, okay, I got an idea, it's funny, yeah, you, yeah, write this shit down. And they record it with a bunch of people, and then they put the animation, and then you got yourself a nice brand new clip. Yeah. So these clips are produced whether there's an episode coming next week or not. If they have some time to spare, they're going to make clips. And then when they have a show that's short on time, they just make, I don't know, Peter go, oh, that's like that time Stewie went to a bar dressed as a drag queen. And then they're going to play a random clip of Stewie dressed as a drag queen going in a bar. That shit. That's the way they pack up the material for Family Guy. And me and Nick figured, let's give this shit a shot for Samson Haley Chronicles. Oh shit, I'm going to change the topic right now in the chat room, which is still stuck to the Samson Haley Chronicles episode premiere. There we go. And yeah, it's a pretty fucking good premiere. Everything went technically perfectly so far. This is lovely shit. Anyways, so here's what we're doing now for the Samson Haley Chronicles. When that spark hit my brain and I went like, oh, it's either the spark that hit my brain or my brain made the spark. I don't know which one comes first, but whoa, man. Then it was like, all we got to do is improv a whole bunch of skits with either Haley, Sakatawa, or all these characters from Drug Ring, from Samson Haley Chronicles. We just play with these characters and make random clips that I'll eventually use in episodes. We're ahead of ourselves. We're not just ahead of ourselves by one fully produced episode. I also have about 8 remaining clips that I haven't used yet that we developed for the Samson Haley Chronicles. And I will only... Now, I said I didn't want to spoil anything earlier on, but this I will give a little spoiler. This is intentional. This was planned, by the way. I'm not just randomly going, oh, let him hear this. No. This was planned because I want you to get the idea, basically. And I'm going to play... Oh, yeah, all the dreams. The dreams are so fucking funny. Anyways, but there's a... We have crack deals, basically. What I do is we just have Nick and me record a crack deal. Nick always does the dealer, and I do Haley, who wants to buy some crack. So check it out. This is one that I'm picking out at random here. And obviously, it's roughly produced. The only thing we did is modify the voices. You might even hear me do notes while we're recording. This is really rough.
Man, excuse me, man, alien dude, I'm looking for crack, man. It's getting pretty desperate, you know? No, look, can you speak like I am speaking, man? No, look at my lips, man, crack. Man, do you have crack? Come on, man. What's that? What's that, man? Why are you brandishing that bag at me, man? There's no crack in there, man. No, man, do you have crack, man? Come on, man. I need crack. You start sort of getting mad. Man, because, I mean, I've been looking for days. What? No, don't get angry, man. What? Don't throw me that. Fuck, man. Okay,
I told you there was going to be production notes in there. Okay, and then you get angry. Zibit, zibit. Freaking Nick, he got it so well in that one. Yeah, I can't wait to use that one at some point. So if you ever hear that clip, you're the only ones to hear it before it was ever produced. We just basically accelerate the voices to preview what it's going to sound like, but I only edit it when it comes time to actually use it. But we got a ton of these recorded, and every time Nick passes by, we add a good 6 or 7 to the bank of skits we have. It's freaking hilarious. It's easy to do. It makes the episodes just far richer with comedic material, which I thought was lacking a little bit. You know, I was trying to stretch out the story here and there. Then if you stretch out the story too much, you lack comedic material. So I basically am finding the balance here, and it's Samson Haley Chronicles in Chapter 2 will be a revolutionized series. Won't pretty much sound the same, almost not even the same as Drug Ring 2167. It's going to be, basically I'm going to start using these new production techniques. And Episode 6 is a great example of the way the series is starting to sound. Can't wait to be releasing that one, but it won't be happening in this show now, will it? It's a podcast, and we've already released an episode. Yeah, in fact, I think I'm making the show last like a record time or something. So I think I'm going to wrap up show number 27. Now, those who are listening to this live, obviously there's the post show with Budweiser. Yeah, the moment where I stay on the air. And basically, instead of making the recording last frickin' hours, I'm going to go on the air for frickin' hours outside of show number 27, just so I don't kill the people. You know, it's easy to kill people. It's just you broadcast boring shit, they're all dead. So that's wrapping it up, show number 27. Thanks for listening, people. And to exit the show, I'm going to play... This was a song, or more like a beat, based on Nick Montoya's slow motion fart.